Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all sitting up straight? Very good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was talking with Jason about dog food and how Sam's, the manager, said that they would get 841 bags in on Saturday night. It'd be available on Sunday morning. It wasn't available Sunday morning, Monday morning. It was available yesterday for a few hours, and it was all sold out. You can't get it anymore. And so I went to the Chinese factory outlet, the internet, and they said I could have some shipped. And I thought, we'll just get three bags. And no, you can't get three bags. You can only get one bag. By the time I changed the cart for pickup, it's all gone. Can you imagine that? And so that's the, and I've been talking with Kathy in the class about dog food. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent. Yeah, it's just amazing times we're living in when we're sitting here talking about the shortage on dog food. And, I mean, well, I have a friend who needed four tires from the great big old Costco store. He was only able to get three and had to wait for 3 weeks before they finally found the fourth one. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's really insane what's going on.
I mentioned that weeks ago and how we waited 5 and 6 weeks to get tires. And we get them right from the distributor. Actually, probably the same distributor that Costco gets theirs from, and same one that Walmart gets theirs from, and the same one that Sam's gets theirs from. Literally. So they deliver to us, and we place an order. And it literally took 5 or 6 weeks to get six tires for one vehicle and five tires for another vehicle. No, no kidding. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's truck tires as well. You know, and right now, there's regulations like on a big truck. Say, for instance, you lose a tire. Well, you get a nail in a steering tire. Regulation has it that you can't. You have to buy a new tire. They can't put a patch on it on a commercial vehicle.
Wow.
This is, boy. I mean, it's just really the regulations and the availability. I'm smelling the smoke. I know there's fire. it's just, we're in a spiral.
Greg, let me ask
right
you this.
Now.
What we have a salt spreading truck, the kind that would be used for spreading salt on the road. So it has a great big hopper and holds an enormous amount of salt. And it's a V8 diesel. So it's not like a pickup truck. It's way bigger than that. It's an international. And
sure.
The tire, one tire just blew, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to, you know, get another tire for the front. What does a tire cost? We've never bought a commercial 18-wheeler size tire. What do they cost for just one?
About $500 to $700.
Wow. That's including mounting and does that include mounting?
Yeah, the cheapo brand Double Coin, they call it,
mm-hmm.
comes from China.
Mm-hmm.
That one's about $550 for a steer tire. $600.
Uh-huh. And And there's a special tax that you have to pay for a tire that big because the federal government thinks that the road damage requires extra charges added onto extra taxes for a tire that big. Have you experienced that compared to a regular car or light truck tire, meaning like a pickup truck?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. They are heavy tires. Now, super singles, which they run on some of these trucks, those things, they're about the same price, but we're talking just about a trailer tire or something like that. So it's really mind-blowing, mind-boggling, because back when I was running trucks myself, I was spending $195 to $200 for a trailer tire. They've gone up that much in price. And, you guys were talking about the dog food yesterday. I found out the other day that there's special regulations on dog foods. They have to treat it like human food. They can't be bringing in dead carcasses anymore. And the reason is because the homeless eat dog food. You ever heard that?
Well, I know that they do, and I know that they've eaten Alpo. Yes, I know that, but I didn't know they changed the regulations. But that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I just
they
didn't,
have to
I just,
be yeah, very clean, just like and sterile, just like.
Well, how's that going
like
to work?
A human food.
How's that going to work? Are they going to take the feathers off all these dead chickens? Are they going to take the hide off the deer that roadkill? Are they going to take the hide off all the cows and remove the entrails? Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
It's really strange. You know, we've got a plant right along the I-15 corridor just south of, about the central part of the state. And you drive by that place, and, boy, you can really smell the stink. And what it is truckloads. There's some pig farms around Milford, Utah, many, many pig farms owned by a company called, what was it called? I can't remember, but it's out of China. All those pigs go to China.
You're talking about Smithfield?
Smithfield, that's it. They own hundreds of pig farms, and, I mean, you drive through that area where they have the pig farms, and it is just really nasty. Even, being 5 miles away from one of the farms, you can just stink. The air just smells. But anyway, what they do with those dead pigs that die, just for no reason at all, they just die. They load them into trucks and they haul them over to this animal factory where they produce chicken food. So those pigs, those dead pigs and carcasses were turned into chicken food. Because I thought it was a dog food plant. They said, oh no, we can't, we don't do dog food because we're using, roadkill, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting.
Greg, I did a little bit of arithmetic, and for an 18-wheeler at $600 a piece, you're looking at almost $11,000 for putting new tires on an 18-wheeler. $11,000.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
that's one set of tires.
A truck is just absolutely mind-boggling. It costs, about $500-$600 to fill up the fuel tanks, which will get you about 700 miles.
Yeah. Greg, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. That was what we're going to talk about today, trucks. And what do you see as a guy who owned and operated trucks that were running over the road? What do you see in our future based on what you know has happened? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it terrifies me, and I'll tell you why it terrifies me. Because the backbone of this country runs on trucks. Every time you go to the grocery store, it came off of a truck. And I don't care where the product came from, it came off of a truck. And what's going on now is people have had enough of these mandates and government pushing them around, telling them what they can and can't do. And trucker strikes can cause real havoc
here's where my real fear kicks in. Should it get bad enough that people start to starve to death? Those truck drivers will not be able to have any, feel any safety driving down the highway because they don't know if somebody's got a rifle trained on them. When they go around a corner, they're going to shoot them and raid the truck so that they can survive. I think people like Trudeau better open their eyes and realize that their life is on the line. Because should he get too pushy with the trucks and they do shut down completely, there will be no food. We will be in a literal battle for survival. And right now, you know, people need to take note when they go into the grocery store and see those bare shelves. That is the strongest warning sign that can possibly ever be in your face, that we are on the verge of, well, as Scripture puts it, a few men left. What's a few men left when somebody's viewing the earth? It sounds like there's been quite a slaughter of people, quite the destruction. You know, like just preparation. We need to prepare, prepare, prepare. Don't waste anything. Learn our four most vulnerable points, which are air, water, food, and shelter. You've got to be doing something to daily to prepare to be self-reliant on those four things. What do I mean by air? Well, some of the judgments, the covenant curses that we're going to face in the last days, we might not have a growing season. We might have to be growing in a greenhouse, something that we can control the environment. And frankly, what they're dumping out of the skies, it terrifies me. Yeah, what your thoughts on that, Vince?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I told the class that you can tell that when the skies are being toxically polluted by with the approval and sanction and blessing and encouragement of the governments, as plural governments, you can watch the chemtrails, and then if it goes on for a couple days, then a few days after that, two or three days after that, you have a massive storm. And I said that over the skies of Missouri, we had massive chemtrails for about 3 days. And two or three days later, massive storm that went from Texas to the Northeast.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
That's interesting how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, and so if people didn't believe me, I told them it was going to happen, and it happened. Okay, so here we are in Missouri. And I've got some pictures of our cows. We went out in a four-wheel drive truck yesterday. We bought, you know, maybe we'll talk about this someday, but I decided that I would put triple oversized tires on this Dodge truck. That was my thought, and my son's. So we put 285 75 16s on it. Normally it comes with 245 75 16s. And so these are real wide, and they've got a heavy cleat. And it's not to be cool. It's just so we can get through the mud and the snow and the ice, and so we can get to our cows. And we went out, and the cows were covered with ice. Literally, ice all over their backs, and I have pictures of it. And if we didn't have some parasites that plagued us on the Internet, I'd put those pictures on our website. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us. Real Water Independence. .com, realwaterindependence.com. And Greg, we're talking about the climate manipulation, the violent climate change, the chemtrail spraying that is obviously endorsed, condoned, and supported and paid for with or from the government, which is money stolen from us. And it's not just always freezing temperatures, ice, sleet, snow in record-setting amounts. It's not just that. Sometimes it's torrential rains. Sometimes it's rain, like 7 inches of rain, 10 inches of rain, you know, that's never happened before in, you know, specific areas. And then it's also heat waves. So it's way too hot, or it's way too cold, or it's way too wet. That's weather, right? That's what is manipulated to make it way too hot, way too cold, or way too wet. And it's killing what? It's killing the birds. It's killing the wild animals. It's killing the domestic animals. It's killing cattle, sheep, hogs, all of that, horses, and people. And it's also driving sky high the energy to heat the buildings, to heat the homes, to heat the factories, to keep America running. It's driving the energy costs sky high. And I consider this the equivalent of graffiti. I consider it something that is tax deductible when this is done on purpose with intent to harm, like graffiti. like vandalism. Vandalism is tax deductible, by the way. So these vandals are destroying the atmosphere, which is causing our heating bills to go up or our cooling bills to go up. And when there is a situation like this that causes the energy prices like fuel oil, etc., to go up because people are using more fuel oil, more propane, etc., caused by vandalism, I believe those excess costs, and it's just me saying this, I haven't read this anywhere, but vandalism is tax deductible. Just like this salt spraying on the roads that they know is going to destroy the roads, cause potholes, and destroy your vehicle. And the average amount of damage that's done to the average vehicle by salt being sprayed on the roads is $800 a year. Look it up, class. Greg, you mentioned trucks when they slow down, make a turn. They can be sniped at. The drivers can be targets of these vandals, if you will. Well, in Los Angeles, a couple months ago, the rail lines, that the freight haulers, when they switched tracks in Los Angeles, they would slow down to go from one set of tracks to another. While they were doing that, these vandals would jump on the train cars, open the doors, throw out the load on the side of the tracks, and pick through it and take whatever they wanted. So this has happened recently, distant history. It's happened a couple months ago. It's a plague.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that. All they found was empty boxes laying all over.
Right. Right. And it was Federal Express boxes, you know, that were shipped. So it was Federal Express, UPS, and Amazon shipping boxes,
yes,
strewn all over the tracks. As a matter of fact, if there weren't railroad tracks there, there was so much trash, you wouldn't want to drive a truck through it. I'm talking about it like a pickup truck. It was so high. It was like probably almost up to the, close to the axle on the truck tires. That's how much trash was there. And it wasn't just 5 feet of it. It was thousands of feet long of just empty boxes that were just strewn around because the contents had been picked clean and carried off. So America's falling apart. There's just no question about it. Greg, one of the things that we need to talk about is...
No coming back. Let's just put it that way.
Right, right. Well, we're not prosecuting these people, and so where are the police? Oh, they've been all sent... Some of them have been sent home, right? With this BLM nonsense. Not prosecuting...
No, it's just like the way it alarmed to tear apart the cities. Yet, you know, if anybody says, whoa, government, you know, this is getting out of control, you know, let's hold a protest, they consider them terrorists.
We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a show of unity, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have met in Beijing as Moscow's deteriorating relationship with the West has pushed the countries to a more robust relationship, including business and a new gas and oil pipeline from Russia to China. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin via a translator on Al Jazeera.
The world has undergone unprecedented changes and a pandemic in the last century. Sino-Russian relations have withstood the test of various storms.
Deep historical traditions of friendship and mutual understanding have allowed us to take our relations to the next breakthrough level.
More and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th. Iowa says it's moving past the pandemic and will manage COVID-19 like other infectious illnesses. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Washington and Moscow continue to trade verbal assessments, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby Thursday from the lectern shores up America's stance on Russian posturing.
Unusual military activities near the Ukrainian border, including in Belarus, and consulting extensively with our transatlantic allies and partners. The department continues to support diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation. Now, as the president has said, even as we continue to prioritize diplomacy and dialogue, we must also increase readiness. In support of its obligations to the security and defense of NATO and the security of its citizens abroad, at the direction of the President and following recommendations made by Secretary Austin, the United States has taken steps to heighten the readiness of its forces at home and abroad so that they are prepared to respond to a range of contingencies, including support to the NATO response force if it is activated. As you have heard me describe many times, our commitment to the security of NATO allies and our Article 5 commitment are ironclad. As the President has also made clear, the United States will act firmly in defense of its national interests in response to actions by Russia that harm us, our allies, our partners. As part of that commitment, the Department of Defense maintains significant combat-capable forces forward in Europe to deter aggression and enhance the alliance's ability to defend allies and defeat aggression if necessary.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesher's with us, and he's the author of some books on water desalinization and solar water station. And I've read them. And, Craig, would you mention, please, where they're available?
Yes, you can go to realwaterindependence.com, or you can go to outbackenergysystems.com, and you'll find the links that will take you to either purchase them there or online through Amazon. I hate to use that, but let me tell you, trying to publish a book, by yourself, it's just It's quite a maze. But before we get onto that water subject, I just wanted to mention people, you know, there was a representative at a UN meeting holding in her hand, she said, over 50 aerosol injection programs that were unregulated. She was calling for regulation, saying they need to be regulated. And I have to agree with her. So it is real. And we were mentioning the weather change. Well, they found woolly mammoths with tropical flowers in their stomachs and mouth that were frozen to death in the North Pole area. We haven't begun to see things that this earth can produce. And let me get one quick note too. Yeah, one quick note. Yesterday, a couple of days, this last weekend, I was standing out in my yard, and there was. I figured they must have been military jets because there was three. They did three loops, you know, circles, perfect circles in the air. 10 minutes later, I grabbed my camera and I went out there to take a picture. And those three loops turned into the word God. I'm not kidding. It said God, G-O-D. Now, I don't know how that happened. Maybe someone was saying, I'm in control. You think you're in control? No, I'm in control. And I did get a shot of those. But they were three perfect circles that turned into that word. And I just thought, wow, that's kind of made me raise my eyebrows.
Yeah, and if you think about it, class, you can lock your doors and you can lock your windows, but it's, you know, a handheld rocket launcher can go right through and blow up your house. That's what we do to other countries. Literally, that's what we do. And there are drones, and a drone can take out your house, and some guy can be flying it from, you know, halfway across the world, literally, sitting in one of those cargo boxes, you know, shipping containers, with a window cut in so they can actually see out, maybe get a little bit of sunlight on a military base, and they can be sitting there with their joystick and their screen, and they can fly remotely a drone halfway across the world. And they can deploy whatever they have. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a video, and I think it was a TED Talk or something like that, a little drone about the size, just a little bit bigger than a mosquito, that he threw up into the air, and it zoomed around, and then it went into this dummy, right into the forehead of this dummy, and blew up, exploded. Pretty creepy.
Yeah, and there's no reason to have this technology, none whatsoever.
No.
So, Greg, talking about trucks, your worst fears, do you think that they will be realized, and can you lay out what, you know, a scenario or two that you think might play out?
Well, I kind of think that this trucking strike and Trudeau calling for the police to, you know, go ahead and arrest them and haul them off to jail if they continue is only going to escalate things. You cannot force people to go a certain way. That's been proven over and over again. That was Lucifer's plan in the beginning. Force us. It doesn't work. Christ's plan was freedom of choice. Free to choose. We choose our own destiny. Well, this forced compliance is going to cause more than just truck riots. That's only once the trucks stop, we're going to see the bloodshed. We really are. We're going to see starvation. And that's just around the corner. I mean, it's happened in other places. It'll happen here. It's happened in countries like Africa, where you could no longer have a supply chain line because people were starving to death. They were thinking about their little children as that truck full of food goes down the road. And the result of that trucking becomes too dangerous to do. Rails become too dangerous to do. And then after that, what's to follow? It'll become too dangerous to farm. So, people, now's the time. I'm going to say it again. I sound like a broken record. Get all of the storable foods, and the cheapest you can get, put away for how long you think this might last. And I kind of think it might last till the end of time. So I don't know how many years it's going to take once we get into that situation, but everything else in this, in the that book we read, some of us only read on Sunday, some of us study it quite every day. It doesn't paint a very good picture. Back to you, Vince.
You know, there used to be a term called MAD, M-A-D. And MAD was a great term for this. It stood for Mutually Assured Destruction. And right now, the sabers are being rattled. Some people say, well, the United States is trying to provoke conflict with Russia. Some say Russia is trying to provoke conflict with the United States. There are stories on the internet, articles on the internet saying that there will be false flags, and there have been false flags. No, none of us really knows the truth. But if we get into a war with Russia and China sides with Russia, we're toast, because we get our ball bearings from China. We get our tires from China. We get our serpentine belts from China, our water pumps from China. We get our medicine from China. And thank you, Bill Clinton, for making sure that China is the supplier of choice in the United States of America. And thank you, Congress, for your support of China manufacturing everything. And thank you, Congress, for allowing China to sell their products and destroy the factories in the United States. The collective greed of our Congress is responsible for this, as well as the collective greed, the sum of all greed of U.S. corporations, by shipping their manufacturing over to China. And why is that? Because our government allowed it. Our government didn't put tariffs on those products. We don't make the electronics that we need to fight a war. We don't make them. We engineer them. But we don't have the factories to make the integrated circuits, the circuit boards, the chips, etc., in the quantities necessary. The reason America won and the Allies won World War II is we could build them faster, less expensively, and we were motivated to win World War II. I don't think
we're
motivated.
No, we're not. With all this information of what's going on around us, I don't know what to say. I'm blown away that such a very, very, very few percent of the people are actually doing something about it. We're talking about free knowledge that's out here. No, maybe not completely free. It takes a little bit of effort, but there's enough information out there for you to prepare. And to do it on a dime compared to what so many are going after right now. But very few people lift a finger to prepare. They'll wait until the very last moment when, you know, their own mutually assured destruction is inevitable.
You know, I typed in the word M-U-T, the first three letters of mutual, or mutually, and one of the search results, just in the beginning, I didn't finish typing in, I didn't hit enter, just M-U-T, came up with, you mean mutually assured destruction? How about that? Look it up, class. What it really means is if one superpower attacks another superpower, the retaliation will be swift and overwhelming, and both will be destroyed, and so will everybody else. That's what it means. And fortunately, the governments and the superpowers understand this, and they understand that if they press the button, the other guys are going to press the button, and then a few others may join in, and it'll be nuclear weapons deployed across the planet. And nobody's safe from that. We'll all be irradiated. So how did we let this happen? Well, there are greedy people in government who lie and cheat and steal. I mean, it's as simple as that. There are black budgets that your tax dollars are funding black budgets, and you'll never find out where your money's going. You don't even know who killed JFK. And the lie about going to the moon is still being perpetrated. We didn't go to the moon, get off, walk around, get back in a capsule, come back home. It never happened. Now, rockets went up, yeah.
In fact, the backpack, the packs that they were wearing, a kid asked the question, how did you fit that through that little door?
Yeah.
And they refused to answer. It was just dead silence.
You know, Greg, I don't know if I ever said this on the air, but I did a seminar on how big are the lies. And I would do that in person. And I was at an expo, not our expo. I was invited to be a speaker at another expo. And I was on stage talking about this, and there were so many people in the room, and people, it was standing room only. So many people that in order to get in, people were getting on stage and kind of, you know, they were alongside of me. I'm talking about people who were guests. They weren't speakers. They were guests listening to the presentation. So the back of the room, the sides of the room, the aisles, everything was filled up, including the stage area where I was speaking from. And one guy said, no, that's a lie. You know, we actually went to the moon. We landed on the moon. What you're saying, Finelli, is a lie. And I said, okay, what makes you say that? He said, I saw it on TV. and so I said to the whole group of people, I said, and I looked at this guy and I said, I'll tell you what, people started booing this guy right away. And I said, look, sir, I can't guarantee your safety. You might want to leave. and the crowd wanted to kill this guy. And he actually left. So, anyway, there are a lot of lies out there. And one of them is that the supply chain is being fixed. Because, you know, Brandon said he's going to fix it by Christmas. How well is it working? I'm having trouble getting dog food. And it's not just me. When we come back, would you share any of your other thoughts about the trucks, the trucker strike, and is this really the beginning of the pushing and the shoving and the violence to come? Because truckers really are the life bread, the lifeline of
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg Lesher's book. It's available on Amazon. L-E-S-H-E-R. Greg, L-E-S-H-E-R. Greg, information on the internet about the possibility of Justin Trudeau's government calling out the Canadian military to solve this truckers protest issue. And since then, it looks like he said, no, we're not going to call the military out on these truckers who are protesting. Now, the truckers are simply, my understanding is it's peaceful. There's been no slugfests. There's no guns. It's truckers of United States trucking, truck drivers and Canadian truck drivers are protesting because to go from the United States to Canada, you need to have vaccination proof. And to go from Canada to the United States, you need to have vaccination proof. And the truck drivers are saying they don't want to get vaccinated. It's as simple as that. I'm not getting vaccinated. So I'm with the truckers. I'm absolutely with them. And if it's disruptive, so be it. But what really needs to happen is Trudeau needs to back down and say, all right, look, you know, you're right. You don't need to have proof of vaccination to drive a truck into Canada or from Canada into the United States. This, I believe, could escalate into a shoving war, which could end up in shots being fired. Your thoughts, Greg?
Yeah, in fact, it will if they don't do something about it, if they don't do what the people want. Because personally, I'm not going to play vaccine roulette. No one in my family is going to play wants to play vaccine roulette. And why are we calling it that? Because a certain amount of our family went ahead and took the vaccine, and they got the real dose, and they're dead, or they're sick and dying. Yeah, and the truckers understand this. And they're talking about it's just like taking out, you know, plugging your bloodstream, the trucks. You start plugging, stopping the trucks, plugging the bloodstream. You're going to die of a heart attack. You're going to die of a cardiac arrest. If you don't have the knowledge to survive, self-reliance, which is some real hands-on experience that Vince and myself have both done throughout our lives, you might be stopped just like the trucks. You might come to an end. And I think it's inevitable. We've got people pushing, like California, saying, well, we want electric trucks. I'm telling you, people, that's not going to happen. There's not going to be an electric truck that's going to bring in your food. There's not going to be a Tesla cars, for instance. In Las Vegas, Elon Musk put in a tunnel so that his cars could drive underneath the city. And the first article I read was there was a traffic jam. I guess one of the electric cars ran out of electricity and shut down the whole system. It's not going to happen. The technology, we have not perfected it, and we're so close to being in civil and world war. People, you got to change your train of thought. It's got to go to the survival aspect. What am I going to do for a meal tomorrow? What am I going to do for a meal next month? What am I going to do for a meal next year or a couple of years to come? Your thoughts, Vince?
I was thinking about, so what do you do when an electric vehicle runs out of electricity? You know, the charge runs out. Well, with a gas car or gas truck or diesel, you bring a 5-gallon container of some more fuel, you pour it in, you turn the ignition switch, and the starter engages, and you get running again. Well, with an electric car, it's not that simple. You're going to have to bring a generator. And maybe that generator be gas-powered or diesel-powered. Then you fire that generator up, and you plug it in to the charger, and a couple hours later, you might have enough charge to pull off the road. That's what we're talking about. They're messing around with the software in Musk mobiles such that they roll through traffic stop signs because they know that they can conserve energy because it takes a lot more energy to get a vehicle starting to roll than if you let it continue to roll and then keep going. So the Musk mobiles have a software design such that they're going to have to reprogram the Musk mobile so they don't roll through stop signs because it's against the law. Musk and company is pushing the limits of everything, boring holes through the ground, boring holes through space. And where are we going to get all this electricity from? If all these morons that want electric cars start plugging them in, you won't be able to see at night because there won't be enough electricity on the grid to see where you're going. No kidding. The grid is maxed out. It is not capable of charging all the electric vehicles that the government wants you to buy. Greg's book is, you can find it, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Greg, thanks so much for being with us today. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
The trucker strike.
Thank you. And
the truck. Yeah. You're welcome.
Oh, and the survival book should be out this weekend for sure.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.